Radio Sports Presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
For four in a row, standing Spike Robinson gets across. Rouse sets it back to Carly Bauer. Angle attack is on the line. Carly Bauer now starting to come alive. 11-6 Minden. Five in a row here for the Whippets.
Today, some of the area's best squads battle it out at the Shelton Quad. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Run down by Baugh and set across Bowers into the back corner. Shelton has it, set to the outside, Brannigan. Brannigan off the tip, played Bowers. It's in the middle for Wood River. Heist takes a swing at it, and Heist terminates. Number 11 for Morgan Heist.
Wood River, Minden, and Ravenna are all in Shelton today, hoping to bring home a title, while the Bulldogs are hoping to keep the trophy at home. It's the Shelton Quadrangular coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Shelton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball as we roll along on this Tuesday evening from the Shelton Quad of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's give you a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank. Is just simply better. It's going to be Shelton taking on Ravenna here in our consolation match after Shelton fell to the number four team in Class D1, Minden, 25-17 and at 25-21. Ravenna just was defeated by the number three team in C2, Wood River, 25-14, 25-23. Gave a heck of a battle there in the second set. Ravenna goes with Haley Lockhorn, the 5-4 sophomore, Elisa Pekka, the 5-7 senior, Emily Dinas, the 5-7 senior, Kaylin Bastet, 5-3 sophomore, Maggie Mateka, 5-4 senior, and Carissa Finke, the 5-4 senior. Libero is Anna Ripp. She wears number 16, and she is a 5-5 sophomore. The head coach, Aaron Jarvie, assisted by Haley Greer. They're now 5-13 on the season. For Shelton, they're 14-3, and they will go with the libero. Number 1, Mariah Henninger. Kaylin Brannigan's a 5-9 junior. Tracy Meyer, the 5-8 senior. Emma Urbanek, 5'8 senior, and Maggie Urbanek, 5'8 senior. Abby Fleehall, the 5'6 sophomore, and Lindsay Hahn, the 5'11 senior. Head coach Samantha Thober, assisted by Misty Kumke, 14-3, listed as a contender in Class C2. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll serve it up next.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claims service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
The New Tech Seed pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It looks like Ravenna has won the toss here, and they will serve it away. And to do so will be Haley Lockhorn, the center. Ravenna, as we said, if you flip the schedules around, Ravenna probably would be about on equal here with Shelton, so this could be an interesting match here with two schools just down the road from each other as the serves across are underway. Middle attack, Kaylin Brannigan, and in the net going to be called on Ravenna. So Brannigan gets the first point. Shelton 1, Ravenna nothing on the Brannigan kill. And back to serve it away is going to be Maggie Urbanek. Maggie goes with the right-handed serve, fires that one down the middle, picked up there by a rip, stays in the back row, has to be passed across, right on the line to Emma Urbanek, set to the left wing, the attack going to be driven down and good by Abby Fleehall. The sophomore, plenty of youth on these two teams, also a mixture of seniors, and Shelton's up 2-0, but a lot of sophomores on all the rosters tonight. Minden and Wood River, of course, will play in our championship match, which will come up following this consolation. And the serve by Urbanek. Pass off the mark. Going to be an ace. 3-0. Shelton out of the gates quickly here at home, looking for their 15th win of the season. But, of course, they're in a very, very tough sub-district. Wood River's there. St. Cecilia's there. Deep serve, out of bounds. As we said, Shelton's one of those programs that has bounced back and forth between C2 and D1. And so this is only the fourth match. They had two previous matches against Class C teams coming into the night and two more tonight. So four of their 18 matches will be against Class C competition as Ravenna returns it into the net and Shelton will have the ball and Kalen Brannigan will serve it away here. Brannigan floats that one across. Rip has it. They'll have to track it down. Lockhorn does. Slapped across there by Mateka. Here's the set right side. Meyer on the attack. Picked up by Rip. Set by Dynas to the outside. Attack made and dug out. Here comes another swing from the Shelton Bulldogs and Abby Fleehall. They'll be in the middle of the floor and have to set it across. Brannigan to Urbanek in the middle to Hahn. Rolls it off the block. We've got a long point and rally going here. Pass back over by the Blue Jays. Free ball for the Bulldogs. Set high to the right side, Meyer, over the block, picked up by Lockhorn, and overpass, free ball, can't be put away. Shelton's had many chances, can't put it away. Joust at the net, won by Ravenna. Shelton struggles to get it over, and then when Brannigan does, nobody picks it up for the Jays. And Brannigan with a gift point on an extremely long rally there between the Jays and the Bulldogs. Brannigan also the server with a 5-1 lead here in the opening set. And Kalen, nothing fancy there about her serve. Just drills it down the middle, set to the outside. The attack going to be on the line for Maggie Mateka. The first kill for the Blue Jays. Side out Ravenna. And into the front row will be Carissa Finke. And back to serve it away is going to be Emily Herbert. And Herbert serve punches it into the corner. Meyer with the dig, set back to Tracy on the left side. She'll take it off the block. The dig is made there by Lockhorn, set to the middle, and punched across by Fink, or by Mateka. Here's Meyer on the swing. She'll hit the net, but it falls over and give the kill to Tracy Meyer. Her first kill, 6-2. Shelton with the lead. A little update on baseball. It's airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 right now, Cardinals Phillies. Lindsey Hahn with the serve, pass off the mark. Longhorn has to go a long way to put it back in play. Ravenna gets it over. Middle attack by Urbanek, and Emma will drive it across. It's dug out by the Blue Jays. Can they get it back over? Yes, they will. Should be another attempt here for Urbanek, and it's going to be down and good for Emma Urbanek. Off the assist from Maggie, and Lindsey Hahn picked up the service point, 7-2, and we're going to get a timeout right here by Ravenna. So in our consolation match, we're in the opening set. Shelton 7, Ravenna 2. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Back to volleyball action as Lindsey Hahn serves it across. Ravenna goes middle. Attack going to be wide, and it's 8-2 Shelton here in the opening set. Major League Baseball, Texas, a 4-3 winner earlier today to eliminate Tampa Bay. And we go to the eighth inning. Philadelphia now leading St. Louis by a score of 3-0. A three-run home run by Francisco gives Philadelphia the lead. 3-0, your score. Back to volleyball action here. As it's on the Bulldog side here at Shelton, all they do is pass it over. His right front should be an easy go-get here, and Ravenna doesn't take advantage of it. Some miscommunication. So Shelton goes back row. Kalen Brannigan on the attack is out of bounds. They think there's a tip. A tip is called, and Brannigan will get the kill. Third kill for Kalen Brannigan. Usually when the whole team signals that tip, something something's on, and Honda serve. Beautiful serve there, picked up by Mateka. Ravenna needs to find a way to get a swing. They haven't got a good swing in a while. Urbonic with a little more block up front by Mateka and by Finke. Now Brannigan from the back row. This time it'll go down again. Fourth kill. 10-2, Shelton. Ravenna just played. Short turnaround. Not the same fire that they had against Wood River. And Coach Jarvie going to go to the bench here. Fastnet's going to re-enter the ball game here. And coming out will be Long. And Lindsey Hahn to serve. Strong serve, set to the middle lock horn, dumped into the back corner. Hahn with a good one arm up, set to the outside Meyer. She's blocked and down and good off the ace block. Fast net up there with the ace block for Ravenna. That's their first one of this game, and they only had one the first match. And finally, a side out. Serve across. We'll see if Ravenna can get something going. Brannigan, back row attack. She says, we want that volleyball back. Kaylin Brannigan drives it home. And Kaylin on fire here already. Five kills early in the match. 11-3, Shelton. And Pleat Hall to go back and serve it away. You're listening to Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, and Ravenna. Trouble on serve receive for the Blue Jays. They punch it across with Lockhorn. Try to go quick here. They'll slide it over on the left side. Punched across by Meyer, but Ravenna's able to return it. So they'll try again, set Urbonic to Urbonic. Slapped across by Emma, dug out back row. And the attack will be blocked. Urbonic up front, nice job there by Urbonic to get the block, and Shelton will keep the volleyball. And another timeout going to be called right here. 12-3 Shelton. We'll be right back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. But Ravenna's already used both their timeouts trying to right the ship here as Abby Fleehall will serve away again for Shelton. They lead Ravenna in the opening set 12-3. And Fleehall to serve now. Shelton playing a little bit better than they did in the first match tonight. Took the cross there. Against Minden, collision on the Shelton side, but Meyer still able to push it across. Ravenna might have him out of system. Blocked up front by Maggie Urbonic. Still dug out, passed back across by the Jays. Maggie Urbonic to center, gives it to Emma through the double block. Found him good. Second kill for Emma Urbonic. And Maggie getting a lot more opportunities to move the ball around because the passing has been better here from her teammate. Lee Hall serve. Cuts it back over to Bassnett in the service area for Ravenna. Set middle. The attack by Mateka down and good. Maggie with her second kill. She has both kills here in the first set for the Blue Jays. And checking in for Shelton is going to be Margaret Koning. She'll go back to play a little back row. And Maggie Mateka will serve it for the Blue Jays and miss hit it right in the net. So that does not give the Jays a chance to get something going here. Tracy Meyer will go back and serve it away for Shelton. 14-4. Bulldogs first set, best of three here in our consolation of the Shelton quad. Over to Bassnett from off the net. It's going to be punched across there by Carissa Finke. Now Brannigan's up front. She's blocked but out of bounds. Kaylin Brannigan, six kills here in the opening game. 15-4. Shelton, Meyer on the serve. This is the Classic Hits at FlatRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday night. Serve across, perfect pass to the middle. The attack blocked by Brannigan. Brannigan on the ace block, off the Finke swing. Nothing going well right now for Ravenna. And we're going to see more substitutions into the ball game for the Blue Jays. Alecta Bruning is going to check in. And Meyer to serve it away again. Meyer down the middle. The pass net popped in the air. Bruning is going to get a swing, but into the net it goes. And Shelton with the lead extended to 17-4. So this first set is going to be Shelton, but Ravenna's got to find a way to get a few points so that they can be more competitive in game two like they were against Wood River about an hour ago. Overpass on the serve. Brannigan says thank you very much and tips it down. Ravenna's already used both of their timeouts, so all Coach Jarvie can do is try to sub in here a little bit. Back in will be Mateka. And Meyer looking for five in a row here. Close it across. Again, pass close to the net. Punched across by Finke. Now it'll have to be run down by Shelton. Set over by Urbanek. To Mateka. Now a chance for a swing on the outside. Driven across by Pekka. Picked up by Shelton. Back to Brannigan, and she'll terminate. Eight kills in this set for Kaylin Brannigan. An ace block, and it's 19-4. Five in a row for Meyer. Looking for six. And her serve. Keeping it simple right down the middle to Mateka. Outside, the swing is going to be taken across by Pekka. Set back across by Urbanek. Here's Ravenna going to the middle. And it'll be driven across off the tip for the kill by Carissa Finke. And that'll finally get the volleyball back over on the Ravenna side. 19-5 Shelton. And the Blue Jays to serve. Slap it across to Meyer. And that's a movement on it. It came our way up to Urbanek. Blocked up front. Ace blocked by Dinas. So Ravenna, they're not going to run off in the corner and hide as Finke is serving. Carissa, pretty deep, just slapping at it, is going to be Brannigan. They get it set back to Kaylin, and then she finishes it. Kaylin Brannigan, on what was really kind of a tough serve for her to handle, still ended up getting the kill. And Emma Urbanek now to serve it away for the Bulldogs. Looking to put away game number one across to Rip, and nobody gets it after that. Ace serve. 21-6. That's just the second ace in this long run for Shelton. And again, with the JVs playing at Wood River, it's not like you can go too deep on your bench here. As the serve stays in the back row, has to be set across, and it is by Mateka. Here's going to be the slide to Hahn. Hahn's going to go with an angle attack. It's out of bounds at a point for Ravenna. Into the ball game for the Blue Jays, Deanna Long. And back to serve it away. Ravenna needing to get some points going here, get some momentum going. It's going to be Haley Lockhorn. Over to Brannigan, overpass. The swing by Dinas, can't put it away. Now Brannigan gets a charge at it, goes back middle. And 10 kills in a set for Brannigan. She's going to have a pretty good hitting percentage here in the opening set. Shelton's going to get Amber Harvey into the ball game here. And to serve it away will be Maggie Urbanek. 22-7 Bulldogs, 22-8 as that serve goes into the net. And Ravenna will drop back. Elisa Pekka to serve, it looks like. And down the middle it goes to Urbanek. Set to Brannigan. She comes from the right side and fires another one home. Number 11 for Kaylin Brannigan. She's got she does have more than half of them. 11 kills and an ace block. That's 12 of their 23, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Trying to finish off game one here. And Kaylin Brannigan floats it over to Rip. Pass to Lockhorn. In the middle of the long. She's blocked up front by Hahn. Lindsay Hahn with the ace block, and it is game point for the Shelton Bulldogs here in the first set of our consolation match against the Ravenna Blue Jays. Ravenna's going to have to hope to bounce back like they did against Wood River. Not a very good result here in the first set for them. Brannigan serves it across to the outside. Hahn with the block, and that's the end of game one. Back-to-back blocks from Lindsay Hahn on a small Ravenna team that has nobody on the floor more than 5-7. And Shelton cruises in game number one, 25-8 over Ravenna in our consolation match. We'll be back and look at the first set numbers right after this.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're
really wants to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Members from the opening set here in the consolation match for Ravenna, Emily Dinas, an ace block. Maggie Mateka, two kills. Carissa Finke, a service point and a kill. Kaylin Bassnett, an ace block. That's it. Three kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves. For Shelton, it was Kaylin Brannigan. Three service points, an ace block, 11 kills in the opening set. Tracy Meyer, five service points, one kill. Emma Urbanek, an ace serve, an ace block, and two kills. Abby Bleehall, two service points and a kill. Maggie Urbanek, two service points. One was an ace. Lindsay Hahn, three service points and two ace blocks. 15 kills, four ace blocks, two ace serves. So it wasn't like Ravenna made a lot of mistakes on the attacks. They just didn't get very many swings, didn't pass the ball, didn't get it to their setter. Shelton, 21 of their 25 points came off direct attacks that they put up for ace blocks. 25-8, Shelton wins game one. We'll head to the second set next.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Will serve it away to start game number one, but Ravenna will get the opening point as teaming up at the net are Pekka and Dinas for the kill, and Ravenna leads it 1-0. And back to serve it away, it'll be Haley Lockhorn. Lockhorn, the setter for the Jays, sends it into the deep corner to Brannigan. The attack by Hahn, blocked, dug out of the Ravenna side of the net, sent back over by Dinas, who made the block. Now Brannigan will be set on the right side, and she's going to take it off of a Ravenna defender for the point. Number 12 for Kaylin Brannigan, who entering this match had 160, or this evening had 164 kills to easily lead her Shelton Bulldog squad. And now she will go back to serve it away. Brannigan cuts it across to Rip. Overpass, front row here for Shelton. Slide right side. They'll get it to Meyer, and she'll put it away. Tracy Meyer with her second kill. 2-1 Shelton. Don't forget, we've got a great top five matchup coming up next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Wood River and Minden get ready to do battle, Brannigan puts this one into the net. So she only able to pick up 1 point on serve. Wood River's ranked as high as third in C2. Minden is fourth in C1 in all polls. Meyer on the attack. Boy, did she wrap around on that one and cut it around the block for the kill. Tracy Meyer, her third kill. Shelton gets the ball back with a 3-2 lead. Again, all of our action can also be heard on the web, and hopefully some of the folks listening right now are doing that on the web. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us. Lindsay Hahn to serve for Shelton. She kind of balked, and then she didn't know what to do, and sometimes the ref will, if you look at him, they'll just give a replay and give you time again on the whistle. But after she had the ball slip out of her hand, she tried to serve it a little too quick, and into the net it went. Emily Herbert now will serve for Ravenna. Backed up into the corner there is Henniger, the libero, and it has to be passed across to Herbert. Good high pass to the center, Lockhorn. Dumped across and an overpass on a great dig on the side of Shelton from Urbanek. And we got in that called on Shelton. So Ravenna will take the lead 4-3 here, so at least a better start in game two than in game one, where Shelton rolled 25-8. Herbert to serve again. Takes it to Henniger. Short set mill. Urbanek on the quick. Hammers it. Emma with her third kill. Tied at four. Herbert back out of the ball game after doing the serving, and Dinas back in for Ravenna. Back to serve it will be Pleehall for Shelton. Again, want to thank Ron Blaze, the athletic director here, and all the folks for their hospitality as the serve is out of bounds by Pleehall. And send it right back over to the Blue Jays and Bassnett. And also coming in for Shelton is going to be Margaret Koning again. 5-4, your score. Ravenna with the lead and Bassnett to serve. She'll work with the line on the far wing, picked up there by Henniger to the outside Meyer, and Meyer cuts it across again. So they found a little something here for Tracy Meyer with three kills in this game after Brannigan dominated the opening set with 11 kills. And now Meyer to go back and serve it away. She had a five-point run in the first set. Here she'll get it over to Rip. Set's going to be made by Mateka. Left wing, punched across there by Finke. Shelton short set, Brannigan tips it across. The middle's open, and she'll get her 13th kill of the match. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the Misco Sports postgame show, we give you all the final stats and at the end of the championship coaches' interviews as well, so stay with us. And ready to serve it away again, Meyer, 6-5. Tracy, across to Rip, over pass. Urbana goes up for the quick kill, but can't get it, and then it is a pass back, so maybe we will give it to her. It was dug out, and it looked like that Ravenna was going to get it back, but Maggie Urbana, from her center position, tips it down. 7-5, and a serve across. Ravenna, good pass that time to Lockhorn. Right side, it's going to be rattled home by Maggie Mateka. Her third kill. Not a lot of kills, only 5 total for Ravenna in this match. Yet they're in game 2, 7-6. And the serve by Mateka, a little jump serve, dug out in the back row, set pretty high to Urbanek. She tries to cut it down the line, and it is wide out of bounds. 7-7, Mateka to serve again. Trying to get Ravenna back in the lead here in game number 2. Goes all the way over to Brannigan in the far corner. Kalen ends up rolling it across into the back row here for the Jays. Won't get a swing on it. It's passed back over by Pekka. Here's a short set in the middle for Urbanek, and she'll hammer it down. Emma with her fourth kill. So kind of interesting to see how things have changed for Shelton. Now Brannigan, of course, in the back row, and now she rotates into the front row. But while she was in the back row, Meyer and Urbanek got the job done. Brannigan had 11 of the 15 kills in the first set, and now she only has 2 of the 8 in the second set. And Emma Urbanek serves it across. Rip gets it up to Lockhorn. It's above the net on the set. Brannigan can't put it away. So back to Ravenna. Block up front again by Maggie Urbanek. Then it's dumped across there by Lockhorn, but a free ball here for Shelton. Slide to Hahn. Cuts it down and good. Nice play by Lindsay Hahn. Her first kill to go along with a couple of ace blocks she had to complete set one. 9-7 Shelton. Shelton won the opener 25-8. Our matches have been sweeps tonight, but competitive at least in the first 2 opening round matches here. Serve across to Bastet. Passed across there by Pekka. Set to the middle. Brannigan, it wasn't a good one, and somehow the ball got over the net. Ravenna's got it and passes it right back. Wasn't anything they could do with the way that that kind of slopped over. Now Brannigan gets a swing, and the ball will not be returned with her 14th kill. Shelton 10, Ravenna 7. And the Bulldogs have now scored 6 of the last 8 points to turn things around here in game number 2. And Eva Urbanek will another serve. The lefty fires it back to Rip. Lockhorn trying to set for a back row attack here for Mateka, and it's going to be good. Maggie with her 4th kill. Earlier tonight, Minden defeated Shelton 25-17, 25-21, and Wood River a winner over Ravenna 25-14, 25-23. In the first set, Shelton a 25-8 winner over Ravenna. Now they're up 11-7. Timeout, Ravenna. We'll be back with our consolation match after this on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Doug Guda back with you here as the National League and American League Division Series continue today. It was Texas 4, Tampa Bay 3. Texas advances on to the American League Championship, 3-1. Getting underway here in less than an hour, the Yankees play Detroit later tonight, Milwaukee and Arizona. Right now it's Philadelphia 3 and St. Louis 1 as they play in the bottom of the 8th in St. Louis. Here it's 11-7, game 2, Shelton, and in the net going to be called on Shelton. Ravenna's going to get the volleyball out of their own timeout, and back to serve it away will be Carissa Finke. So Finke stays in. Serves that one, just troops it over the net there to Urbanek, set to the outside Brannigan. She's partially blocked. Pretty good defense. Gets it up to Mateka. Left wing Pekka on the attack. And Shelton is going to be able to touch it over but out of bounds. Nice job by Elisa Pekka. And Ravenna, when they can get the ball to their hitters, have done pretty good, even though they didn't register a kill. It's just going to be a nice point as the serve goes into the net. The point being, if Ravenna, with that short team, can't get a lot of blocks, so you got to really work to pass that ball when you're taking the full brunt of the swing, as Plehon comes back in for Shelton. But when they do get the ball to Lockhorn, they do look pretty good. Serves a short one across by Maggie Urbanek. Ravenna's ready. They drive it home for the kill. Pekka with her first of the match. It was Pekka and Mateka, the 1-2 punch in the first match against Wood River. But that is going to be Pekka's first kill here in the consolation match, and it comes at 12-10 of the second set. And now Haley Lockhorn to serve it away. Ravenna battling here in game two. Sends this one into the corner to Brannigan, and it's passed across, almost hit the ceiling, which would have been the end of the point as it crossed the net. Left wing, block, Hahn. Now you got Hahn up there at least 5'11", Pekka 5'7", and Hahn's going to win that battle with her third ace block of the match. Brannigan now back to serve it away again, and into the net it goes. So Ravenna gets the ball right back, hanging in it here, 13-11. And serving it away will be Pekka. Strong serve from 8-8. Urbanek, Emma has it to the outside. Meyer punches it across. A late open up there by the Jays, and it's going to work. You can kind of tell the center, Lockhorn, was trying to get out of the way, and when she did, Rip didn't know the ball was coming, and she, it was like she was scared of it. That kind of a reaction, just kind of punched at it, and they couldn't get it back across. And now Hahn will serve it out of bounds. It'll come right back over to the Blue Jays. So back and forth, quite a few rotations here without any points on serve. Emily Herbert comes in, another strong serve back middle. Urbanek rolls it across there. Emma's dug out it. Now Ravenna will get it to the left wing. The attack out of bounds. So now we're seeing a few more errors start to take part of this ball game than we did earlier in the set. And Abby Fleehall is already back there to serve again. Quick time through this rotation. Plehall moves it down the middle to Mateka, set to the left wing. The attack is going to be dug out beautifully in the back row by Henniger. Set to the right side, little joust to net, punched across by Ravenna's Long. Set middle, Urbanek, big left-handed swing, dug out by Pekka. Dumped back over by the Jays, but it's wide and out of bounds. That rally had quite a few good plays in it. Shelton ends up winning the point, 16-12. Is your score. They won the opening set very easily, 25-8. Serve over to Rip. Lockhorn sets, trying to run a slide to the middle, and it goes off the net and out of bounds. 17-12, Ravenna does have one timeout remaining, and Shelton has scored four of the last 5 points. Plehall tries to extend the lead. Puts it front right there to Long. Set to the back row. The swing by Pekka is out of bounds, and it's 18-12, and Ravenna will use their final timeout right here. Timeout on the floor. Shelton won the opener 25-8. Now they're up 18-12 in game two. We're back in a minute.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
Out of the Ravenna timeout, they'll get to the outside. Finke tries to cut it, but it goes into her own net. And it's 19-12 now, Shelton. Plehall looking for five in a row, and she's going to get it with an ace. Plehall moving the ball around from the service line. And what was a close game where Ravenna actually had the lead a few times, now six in a row to make it 20-12. Plehall, the Rip. There's the pass to the middle of the Lockhorn. Going to be punched across from the back row, dug out by Henninger. Shelton sets to the outside. Meyer terminates. Tracy Meyer, fifth of this set. And Shelton now has taken a game that was hotly contested and turned it into a runaway, 21-12, with Plehal continuing to serve strong and Shelton showing a little bit more confidence here as this rally moves along. Long takes it over, as we say that, dug out there, and tipped back over by Meyer, but she bumped into the standard, and she knew it. So the ball comes back over to the Jays with a lot of work to do here. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we are done. After tonight, Shelton will be back home 1 week from tonight for a duel with Hampton. And for Ravenna, they have to host Kearney Catholic on Thursday. And then it's into the Lou Flat Conference Tournament. As the serve is across, set to the outside, Meyer on the attack. Good dig in the back row by Pekka. Set out to Mateka. Mateka with a good swing down and good. Maggie with her fifth kill. Gets the ball back to Ravenna. Point on serve there for Bassnett. 21-14. And we mentioned the conference tournament coming up here. Lou Platt on Classic Hits for Ravenna. They travel up to Ord Monday night. They're the seventh seed. They'll play Loup City. If they win, then they would play Ord also following that match. As Meyer hammers one down the line. Tracy Meyer on fire here in game two. It was Brannigan in game one with 11 kills. Meyer now with 6 kills in game two. 22-14, and it's Meyer's turn to serve. Takes it past that overpass all the way over to Brannigan. Here's a short set middle for Urbanic, and Emma will terminate her fifth kill. 23-14, Shelton 2 points away from the match and going 1-1 here. So far, probably things going according to Hoyle as the serve is to rip. Free ball up for Urbanic, and a quick put away for Emma, and it is match point for Shelton, 24-14, and Tracy Meyer on the service line to try and finish things off here against the Lady Jays. And the serve, right down the middle for Rip, step to the outside, it's a little off the mark, but pass back over, Shelton sets to Brannigan, terminates, match over. Number 15 for Kaylin Brannigan, 25-8. 25-14, when Shelton got on a roll, they got on a big roll in his consolation match, and they improved to 15-3. Ravenna will fall to 5-14 on the season. And we'll be back with the final numbers of the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Come back to Shelton, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break for the downtown Kearney Center. If you're, I mean, it's 90 degrees today, folks, but Friday night going to be a little rainy maybe, down in the 60s for a high, 50s for football kickoff. If you're out at cross country and maybe state golf, you're going to want to be warm. Get your team's favorite hat, get your Husker and Loper sweatshirts, underlays, T-shirts. It's all there for you, jackets, Misco Sports, all the sporting goods you need on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The numbers for the second set. For Ravenna, Emily Dinas had a kill. Maggie Mateka, a service point, and 3 kills. Kaylin Bassnett had a service point. Alisa Pekka, a kill. Emily Herbert, a service point. That's it. 5 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Shelton, Kaylin Brannigan, a service point, 4 kills. Tracy Meyer, 5 service points, 6 kills. Emma Herbonic, 3 service points, 4 kills. Abby Fleeholm had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Maggie Herbonic, a kill. Lindsay Hahn, an ace block, and 1 kill. 16 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve in the second set. Shelton wins at 25-14 to take home third place. If we put those two sets together, here's what we've got for you. for Ravenna. They ended up with just 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves in that match. Dinas Emily, an ace block and a kill. Maggie Mateka, a service point, 5 kills. Carissa Finke, a service point and a kill. Kaylin Bassnett, a service point and an ace block. Elisa Pekka, a kill. And Emily Herbert, a service point. Ravenna falls to 5-14. They'll host Kearney Catholic Thursday. Then they go to Ord to play in the first round of the conference tournament against Luke City at 6. If they win, they would play again that night against the Chanticleers. For Shelton, Kaylin Brannigan, 4 service points, an ace block in a match high, 15 kills. Tracy Meyer led the team in serving with 10 points in the match tonight from the service line. She had 7 kills. Emma Urbanek, 4 service points, 1 was an ace block, 6 kills. Abby Fleehall, 8 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Maggie Urbanek, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Lindsay Hahn, 3 service points, a match high, 3 ace blocks, and 1 kill. Shelton finishes with 31 kills, 5 ace blocks, 3 ace serves, and Coach Amanda Thober gets career win number 100 in that match with a 25-8, 25-14 win over Ravenna to improve to 15-3 on the season. 1 week from tonight, Shelton will be hosting Hampton. 1 week from Thursday, they host Broken Bow, and then the Twin Valley Conference Tournament with the finals in Blue Hill on Monday the 17th, the opening round action on Saturday the 15th. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll wrap it up after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
In Major League Baseball, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, it is Philadelphia 3, St. Louis 1, bottom of the 8th. The Cardinals had the bases loaded, and now they are not able to score with one out, and the 8th inning has just ended, so they go to the 9th, Phillies 3, St. Louis 1. Earlier today, Texas eliminated Tampa Bay 4-3. Still to come, the Yankees in Detroit, Milwaukee and Arizona playing tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In about 10 minutes, it'll be the championship of our Shelton Quad, C2 third-ranked Wood River against C1 fourth-ranked Minden. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes to bring you all the action here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where Shelton has defeated Ravenna for the consolation third-place trophy, 25-8, 25-14. I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for being with us, and to all of our sponsors, we'll be right back with more high school volleyball.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.